This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said that he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had a good feeling and a good relationship, and he hoped to meet him on the demilitarized zone border dividing the two Koreas on Sunday. Mr. Trump told a group of South Korean business leaders, including the heads of Samsung, Hyundai, and SK Groups on Sunday, that he's going to the DMZ, and he understands that they want to meet, and he'd love to say hello. It's going to be very short. Earlier, a North Korean official, KCNA news agency, quoted the vice foreign minister as saying that Mr. Trump's offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official requests had been received. Trump and Kim's first meeting in Singapore last year took place in a blaze of publicity and produced a vaguely worded pledge about denuclearization. A second meeting in Hanoi in February broke up without any agreement. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two largest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. This is VOA News. A volatile mix of intercommunal conflict and violent extremism.